Very happy to be joined on the phone by local musician Cassandra Bangle. She is going to tell us about her new EP. It's called Four Chambers, and her release party is coming up this Friday. We want to talk to her about it. Hello, Cassandra. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I'm great.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Tell me about Four Chambers. Tell us, I should say, about Four Chambers. It sounds kind of like a Wu-Tang Clan Shaolin thing.
It's definitely not that. Well, Four Chambers, it's kind of a concept EP. It's got four songs, and each song is kind of inspired by a different emotion. And the first one is fear, the second one is doubt, the third one is hope, and the fourth one is love. So the EP kind of takes you on this emotional journey. Because I kind of see the human heart as sort of the symbol of emotion, I kind of connected the song
Four Chambers.
To the four chambers of the human heart, exactly.
Very nice. Let's talk about fear a little bit, because this is your first release, Still Afraid of the Dark. Tell me the inspiration for fear.
It's kind of an interesting story. I actually decided to go walking one summer evening, and I live in somewhat of a remote area of Coquitlam up in the mountains, and we've got a lot of forestry around us. And so I took a walk, and I was passing the entrance to the forest, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to see how long I could last in there alone, completely immersed in darkness?
That's a very artist sort of thing to think and say, Cassandra.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what possessed me, but thank God it did, because I entered the woods, and I was quite frightened, and I didn't last very long. But I came home and sat down at the piano, and I guess the adrenaline kick, you know, had the gears turning and stuff, and so I started writing that song.
You know, it's fascinating to examine concepts like this. I mean, everything that you're talking about with the four chambers and, you know, fear and really getting into it and thinking about it and thinking about what it means and what stops and what goes and what motivates us and stuff. What is the process like making an album? Is it easy for you? Because I've talked to a lot of musicians and artists in my time, and some love the process and some love hate the process.
I say that I love the process. I expect that there's going to be, you know, moments of doubt and moments of uncertainty and difficult moments, like very emotional moments. There's been some tears shed for me at least. But you know, I love it. I take it all in, and it's what I do, and it's what I love to do, and you know, it's what drives me. And so,
how did you start?
I'll take it all.
I mean, it's one thing to be a singer and to stand up in front and sing, but to be a composer as well, to put this all together. How did that process start for you, and how did it continue for you? Because I know there's a lot of people that feel like, you know, they've got that ability, or maybe they've got that song inside them. And how did it manifest itself for you?
Well, I think that it started at a very young age. I guess I was bit by the songwriting bug because I
musical family.
Yeah, musical family, and I listened to so much music. And fortunately, my parents forced me into piano lessons as a kid.
You know what, Cassandra? I love how many people say that. Thankfully, my parents forced me to continue with piano.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And as I was learning the instrument and finding my voice, you know, finding my singing voice, I really delved into writing right away, and I knew that that was going to be the way I was going to express myself as a person through that artistic medium, and that's kind of how I communicate.
How valuable has that been? I mean, whether people do it writing, whether they do it through, you know, spoken word, or whether they do it through music, how valuable has that outlet to be able to express yourself been in your life?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. I couldn't imagine what I would be doing if I didn't have it. It's such a huge part of me. And, you know, I write pretty much every day. I keep a journal, and it makes me feel alive. You know, it makes me feel like I'm in the moment, and I'm taking everything in, and I'm processing everything, and I'm really here, and I'm really present and awake.
And yet it also gives you perspective as well, because you can always look back and understand that, you know, there are reverberations that happen in your life. There are things that, you know, have roots
lovely,
and have history.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great. It's great to kind of, you know, read something you wrote maybe 3 years ago and see how you changed as a person. And it reminds you of things that you would forget, too. Like how you felt about this, or a moment that happened that, you know, it, for whatever reason, it didn't store itself in your memory banks, but you have it written down and you can go back to it.
I want to talk quickly about Sean Vareau and some of the musicians on this album, because I've known Sean for years and years, and talented man would be difficult to find, and probably a better guy to work with as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, he was amazing. His guitar playing is just, it's off the hook.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a different language when you watch guys that can do that. It's well, I guess it's like music, right? It's like anything. It's just a different way of communicating. What about your CD release party? Tell us about that, where it is, and how people can come down.
That's going to be happening on Friday. So this Friday, just two nights away. And it's going to be happening at the Cobalt on Main Street.
Nice.
And it starts at 8 p.m. There's two opening bands. The first one is an electronic pop duo called Miss You in Tukes. And the second one is Dubai. They're a really cool kind of experimental prog rock band. And then there's moi, and I'll be with my own band. And we start just after 10 o'clock.
Very nice. Well, thank you for joining us tonight and telling us about Four Chambers. It is, of course, available on iTunes. And you can go to Cassandra's website, CassandraBangel.ca, Cassandra, BANGEL.ca. And you can find information about her music as well and more information about the CD release, the EP release party as well. Thanks, Cassandra.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Keep facing those fears. Walk in the dark for us, young lady.
I will.
I appreciate it. You've got it on the shift on CKNW News Talk 980.